Blog Talk Radio.
We're here on the next session today, and it's a pleasure. Well, as we approach this edition, you know, I always like to talk about the thoughts that come into my mind at this time. And one of the thought that, or the main thought, came into my mind is the situation of we call it the polytheistic history, prehistory, that is in the world ever since this prehistoric time. And there was no other civilized life for hundreds of thousands of years. There was nothing else but polytheistic life, religion, the way of life. The gods that came 450,000 years ago to Earth and an enormous length of time out of that to where we are here today. And just the thought of that reality, that there was no other concept on Earth but that one civilized concept, and the world did not get full of people like we do today. Mm-mm. And it is shockingly surprising, the hybrid people. According to the world history, we've been in villages for a mighty long time. And it goes through the different era, like the Paleolithic Age, Neolithic, and the Bronze Age, and points out the civilized people, the hybrid and ethnic civilization people, and how they came out of villages to a time that is called the emergence of civilization. There was nothing else beside polytheism, animals, and stuff like that, but no humanity. Whatever hominid exists was never walking on a civilized street. Just think about that. And I don't know. But you, and how you are, what you think about what I'm saying right now, you know, it would take a long time, very exhaustively long time, before we read about Joseph Ellis's book on, they say it's a winner of the Pulitzer Prize. And he wrote about this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. 7 sodomite, white, uncivilized men who they call founder of the United States, the founding fathers. Now, is there a founding father? Are there founding father for America? I mean, these guys came here. Millions of black people were here. How they become founding father? Can you explain it to me? I borrow it. You join the conversation? Can you explain this for me? Do you want to come into the chat, come into the studio. You can call in 347-850-1358 and join the conversation. Help us to talk about some of these things, because I'm just now starting up and giving a little background to what I will enter into as the next phase. So a little background that I consider well worth one's broadening of understanding and help, you know, somebody who has not listened to me before get a certain sense of, you know, the kind of person I am and, you know, the kind of things or issues that it's easy to talk about, right? So I am thinking about yonder time, back in spatiotemporal time, before any civilization came to Earth. And that is something interesting for a person to know, because here we are today, the world full of about some, 7.5, and it is easy for us to get fuzzy about the Earth and the population of people on the Earth. It's easy for us not to able to put that in a structure and a form. And we do have that. The reason why we are not aware of the structure and the form of civilization on Earth is because of the church. Church is the reason. The church is not interested in people knowing the structure and the form of civilization. Because civilization is not what we think about in the AD Anadamani time. The AD Anadamani is a diversion from reality, if you don't know. AD Anadamani is built upon hardcore, vacuous lies that talks about Adam and Eve in a garden that does not give us a geography. We are the spirit gods created Adam and Eve. Now, if anybody is satisfied with believing things like that, you will never be able to reach the truth of it till you are dead. Now, what happened when we are dead? Does anybody know? And if anybody knows, I mean, anyone come back and tell us? All right. Now, if we want to believe in something and have hope in it, set at after we are dead. And you think that that's okay. No, I'm civilized. No, and so I was in this situation where I didn't know either because I grew up in the church for half a century. All right, but put it to common sense now. When we are a believer in the AD Anadamani, the Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, and all these spurious notions that we do not have any anthropic basis for our conviction in them. We do not, you know, and it's just that other things that we are experiencing in life, we do not live with them like that. So why our common life needs evidence, you know, of things that we deal with? Why we don't say, all right, just believe, just believe in things and have faith and hope in it until you, after you're dead, hope that something will happen then. What about our lives? We can't live it like that, otherwise our life would not be productive. We wouldn't exist very, very long at all if we did not have evidence as a basis on which we do things. All right. To the degree we accept the church, that the church
is reality. And the Bible has the very elementary things that we should have evidence for. We waive that. We don't want no evidence for that. We come up in the world and let's say our parents are Christians. They all have the Bible in the house. We go to church and everything, you know, it comes from the Bible. Adam and Eve created in a garden of Eden. They even give it a name, but no geography. Now, it would make some sense if the universe we live in is by a spirit power that we won't be able to see. If that is the truth, we couldn't change that. However, when we do not have any material evidence that a spirit God was anywhere, and more specific, that spirit did create Adam and Eve. That is in the Bible. Now, we don't require that God, who nobody can see in realism, you know, we need to see that God, a proof that that God was there. No, so we are not interested now to prove that there is a spirit God. We want, by sight. We're not trying to get that, because that is not the way the Bible truth works. All right. But common sense tells me that a ghost is in my house. How do I know that an ambience, a certain aura is in my presence? I am a spirit being inside of me. So, you know, my nervous system and stuff like that, you know, I can sense something. I can perceive something. Yeah. But the thing is, if I have that sense about like a spirit is around me in my where I am, and I feel it, comes home and I tell her my experience, and she listens to what I say. And, but listen, you know, what if I'm lying? What if I'm lying that, you know, about a spirit and I what on the way I felt? I could be lying for some reason. And it's not true. I can make it up. All right. But let's say it is true that I did have that experience. My wife was not around. One or two things. Either believe what I'm saying or don't believe what I'm saying. Because why? You can't blame her. Now, if she thinks that I'm a person who may tell a lie or just run silly joke, she can just wave it off. But what if she thought that I'm somebody serious? She may prone to believe that I did have the experience. But guess what? She's not an eyewitness. At the time when he was here and she could feel it, she's not around. She's not a part of that. Now, what if she thinks that I'm a truthful person and I'm not making it up? It's not harmful for her to believe what I say, but she's not going to act upon it. There is nothing for her to act upon. And as long as she lives, if she can remember what I told her, but as long as she lives, she won't have any evidence that I told her the truth. She just think that, okay, let it rest. He told me and I believe what he said. There's no reason for me not to believe because he's a trustworthy person. There is nothing to lose with that position, because she's not going to act upon what I say. But what if I were to make up a scheme to involve her into something I have in mind, and she need to believe what I say. Now, she needs to think whether or not, it depends on what I am proposing, whether or not I am telling the truth. And if she thinks it's the truth and it is feasible to do what I am saying, well, she go along, she won't lose anything. But in the case of God, a spirit God in the Bible recording certain facts, if it is true, it can't be devoid of certain facts. Now, this is just common sense for human being to have. You know, I'm not trying to talk anybody into anything right now. It's just that's the way we live life. It's the way we live life. In one way or another, the thing is, we don't seem to take these principles like right across the board. We, because of the belief in the church, I think it is the only truth, we don't get to go out of that range and become general with principles like this, that look, if you can't do it in your real anthropic life, why should you do it in church? When the church demands more from you than any place else demanding anything from you. The church demands your adoration, your frequency at service, bring the money in, and maybe other work you do for the church. The church wants a whole bunch of stuff from you. And the church is preaching to you something that they are saying, or to wait until you're dead before you receive the result of what you're doing now. I am saying our common everyday human life is not lived that way, because you have a job and you don't believe you have a job. You know you have a job. So don't bother talk about belief. Nobody, why should somebody ask you if you believe you have a job? And let's say somebody know that you're working. Why would they ask you if you believe you have a job? They would have to talk to you in the context that you have knowledge. You have a job. So it's not a belief thing. When you went and applied for the job, even if you believe you are going to get the job, that's neither here or there. Belief don't have anything to do with that. You're going to apply for a job, go apply for the job. You don't have to believe that you're going to get it. Because a lot of people believe that even God is working to make something work for them. And then when they put themselves, like, go for a job. And they feel like that's the job God wants for them. And they go an interview and walk out prospective, feel like they'll get the job. But then what happened? 1 week passed, 2 weeks passed, you get a card and they tell you thank you, you know, but they employ somebody else. Why God did make you feel like you're going to get a job? And you really need a job now. All right. So there's a lot of things we do because of the church. And then when it fails and God never do it for you and you think that, all right, this is just thank God, you decide to start think about those scriptures that they write in the Bible, that God serious ways and everything work together for good for them that love the Lord. But guess what? The Bible cannot expect that a person who believes in God and depend on him, you pay your tithes or whatever the church asks you to do, and you're depending, the fast and pray and everything like that. And it came a time now after you give up your money and your service to the church, like a lady back in Jamaica. I was told by a confidential person in the church who was a wife of a minister in the church about a sister who gave all our money to the church. you know, they used to collect like a banking thing called partner information. And this lady always take our little saving and give it to the church. And when she get older and wasn't able to help herself, she went into the poor house, into the poverty house, and the church never do nothing for her. Sounds like nobody even went, you know, like in the spirit of the church, you know, to care for those who are in of the faith. Nobody even got to go pay this woman any mind. The church did not pay this person who gave in all their money in the church. All right. So what I'm saying here is this. The belief that is worldwide in billions of people take us into the belief act, because belief is an act that we do on different things. Ever now, to say that we are to believe and serve that belief, be involved with the belief that it is after your death, you will prove or reap. Now, that's not common sense. Like I said, why are we doing that to go to heaven and we don't do that to live day by day? Because you know that you have a job and you are going to a job. You don't know if it's there? No, you wouldn't. So we live by knowledge. When they said we must walk by faith and, you know, we must believe, those are not consistent with real life. Because if you begin to believe in something that you will never be certain of, if the employer, if you apply for a job and tell you that they will call you, you know, when they're ready for you, right? They accept you, but they're not ready. They will call you. Or maybe, you know, this is a case where I'm putting this, that you're not giving the job. You're not giving the job. However, you have a prospect. You are a prospect. You know, like they hope to call you or something like that. But you're not called to the job. Now, are you going to look for another job then? Are you going to sit down and wait for them? I'm talking about the way life is real. And when we are in the church, and the church takes a different place in our lives, because this God of the Bible that we believe in is the one that makes Adam and Eve in a God, right? So if everything that affects our attitude toward faith in God, we are having faith in God, believe in God, on the common ground, is not on just, you know, on the surface. No, but to the deepest depth, our acceptance of the Bible and Christianity is based on nothing you will prove in this life, unless you may say the God send the rain or something, some other way, sometimes, you know, they give you a raise on the job or something like that. But those things are happening to everybody, whether they believe in God or not. People who don't believe nothing in a Bible God, well, those people are not saying that there's no creator, but they don't subscribe to the Bible thing. Believe, right? Because there's a whole lot of stuff for the people who are running the church game, and they want you to think it is the faith that you have in what they're talking about. It's going to take you somewhere after you're dead. Because the church don't have much of anything to give back to you after you, you know, you give it so much, you know, for maybe half a century or something like that. the amount of money you give to church. If you're giving $10 a week or something like that to church, I mean, years and years, it's quite a bit of money you give it, right? And everything you subscribe to the establishment of the church, you're doing it because you believe and you have faith in God, a spirit God. St. John 4:24, God is a spirit. They will worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. So use belief and faith above anything else in the world. The church must get what it wants through our belief in what we don't know. And it is like it's a sin if you decide that, no, you cannot go that route with your life. It's like a sin. You're sinning against the God that created you. But yet still, the church is not willing to show you this piece of geography where Adam and Eve was created. Is that too big to ask? Is your being unfaithful to feasible? We have all kind of monoliths and stuff like that all around the world, like pyramids and stuff like that. Oh, hold on, those things. Not in what we call so-called modern time that those things are created. And if intelligence don't come from antiquity, those things, who create those things in antiquity? When nobody around in our time create those things. And then these folks will tell us about the dark days, which is a few centuries ago. All things like, when it comes down to it, what I see, AD and Adam and Eve is what the white people use to say civilized life is only 2,021 years. And that cannot be true. So just use some common sense of our own and work it out. And see whether or not you are losing something when you decide to say, well, you know, Adam and Eve's story cannot be true because God shouldn't have nothing to hide. You know, it's not a lot of days erection that, because they're talking about this stuff that makes up the strength. It's not a material that we people here today can deal with. Okay? Because there is a higher power that has put up things upon the earth here. That even the crane, the stones that they use to go to Baalbek and place like Lebanon and all around the place. You see where they have the Pantheon buildings and stones that they use there, I mean, some of those stones are so heavy, some of them, they don't have any crane here today to even lift those stones. What was going on planet Earth back in antiquity, coming right on up, you know, to the Bronze Age? Who started off the Bronze Age? It's not anybody around here today. You know, 1,200 years ago. 1,200? No, I want to say 3,000 to 1,200 years ago, back in that time. There is, if intelligence and if civilization does not come from the Elohim God, that the Bible can make man in their image and likeness, turn it off into one God, and that a polytheism man found one God in the sky, and God made covenant with him called Abraham, and Abraham has his children, and God gave him the Palestine. All right, so just to show you how the Bible has been used to swing and sway our minds. We don't have no truth in our hand that we can really, you know, rely on. These white people kick out the folks is in Palestine. And they wrote in the Bible that these people in Palestine were Jews 2,000 years ago. When wise men following the star to see the baby. None of those things are true. But for us who are just born, you know, in this generation, our parents Christian, we don't stand a chance to read the history of the world that went on long ago. We are all these intelligible things here today. For somebody to look on you and tell you that the world began 2,100 years ago, that's madness. That is madness. But I say, I know my growing up in church and how barren my mind was thinking. You are not going to understand this civilized world around you as long as you believe that Adam and Eve was in a garden. Problem. Because when that's your conviction and you don't have a knowledge to get you out of that darkness, there is no way that you're going to like get out of it. And when somebody would tell you, you know, like an argument like I am talking right now, no, I'm not coercing nobody. I'm just talking common sense when we use for myself. I know that if I go a different way, I have done that already where I don't have any evidence for not I'm thinking. And, you know, when I come to know the difference between BC and AD, two different era, and the last era is AD and Adam, and they're writing a new calendar, different from the one that exists before. So we gone into these sodomites who don't want to do anything than to rule over black people, the ethnic people. That's all they want to do. And they write a Bible, and the way they write it, I mean, they are stealing from the black people, and they're writing a Bible about black people. They don't write about themselves. Everything is about black people, because black people are the only intelligent and civilized human being, and the highest, at the top of human being. They are hybrid, for crying out sake. And they are higher than the third development of humanity. Did you know that? Black people, the ethnic group, Chinese, Indians, and the rest of us, and, you know, non-white people, are above the third human development. Because we are taken from Homo sapiens. That is a earthly development. And the Homo sapien is a third development of humanity. It did not get up to the top, because the top of humanity is the Elohim. It is because Elohim blood mixed with Homo sapiens created us hybrid. Now, it is history. It is real history. You go to Africa. Here, we're Elohims are not spirit out of the body creatures. They are in the body, in the flesh. It's the reason why you read. It's not telling about spirits. You know, it's in the body experience. So therefore, what the history tells us about them is not science fiction. This is super beings. They are called gods, Elohim, Anunnaki, and all of that. If you look at the things around you, what they have done. Now you have the 12 Olympian gods. And what they do, when what you read is that they are not like human beings. And everything that fortify the earth like fruit and all other things, and even the four rivers in came here and drill and dig up these you know, these four rivers in Africa. And it is from that work that they create civilization. using water, these rivers. And then things that are happening, let's say like the clouds and the water, even read the Bible and you will get an hint that when God created the earth, that rain didn't just fall there. It's after a time God make rain fall. They're talking about these Elohim gods that came here, and when they came to earth, the earth was not ready for no life like us. They came here and make it habitable for life like us. That's what the history says. Now, we don't come up and acquainted with that information because the white people run ahead of us in this civilization now, where our parents and grandparents were taught by the slave master. So these white people coming along some 12,000 years ago. And the difference between them and the African hybrid people is that they are not civilized. They are in Europe 2 million years. 2 million years ago, before the Elohim came to earth, and before 150,000 years later, after the gods were here from 450,000 years, it is about another 150,000 years after they are here, they created us. And we are created now, say, at most 300,000 years ago to 200,000 years ago. Somewhere in that, they give us different count on it. But this is the reality of what happened. And we migrated out from some of us, not everybody, migrate out of Africa 100,000 years ago and go and settle over different places on the earth. Did the European leave Europe and settle anywhere on the planet? Did our people, when they were migrating and going out different places, did they see any European establish any territory anywhere? No. Right. So how the cookie crumble now is when we are, some of us, coming out and go to Asia, that's when miscegenation happened between our ancestors and these white people. And that's what caused this kind of a relationship between them and us, and why they think they can just walk in anywhere we are, no question, take up what they want and do anything they want to do with it, kick us out and say the place is theirs. And there is no place that I know right now that is fully, white people don't control where black people live. They control everything because they make up this AB and Adamani and with Jesus and stuff like that and have it imposed on African people. That is the law now, AD and Adamani law. There is no other law but here. So what happened to Hammurabi and the king's law from long time before the flood? The white people turned us into idiots with the Bible. We are hybrid. The Bible doesn't say we are hybrid. The Bible writes a lie about Adam and Eve in a garden, and they don't tell us what piece of geography did the spirit God created Adam and Eve. And that is too stupid and ignorant for anybody to accept. Because let's say we wave that God is a spirit. Let's say we agree with you. We don't know no better. We say, all right, God is a spirit, and he make Adam and Eve. But at least if he created Adam and Eve, did he do it in the sky and just drop them from the ground? Or, and where did they drop them? If he did it in the sky. But They don't give us that detail. They say in a garden called Eden. Now, if they're telling us it's a garden called Eden, aren't we to see the piece of geography and go there and know that, oh, this is a favored place, tourist place. Look at what they're doing to Palestine, they call Egypt. Look at the way they make that, these white people make that, you know, they take it all away from the black people and turn it into a place of nativity scene for Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is nothing else. And I ask anybody to confront me with this. The character of Jesus Christ don't exist as a man. And the Bible does not say that Jesus exists. The Bible says Jesus does not exist. You wouldn't read that verbatim. But from all the contribution, you only hear their writing that Jesus said this, and red writing in Jesus comes to the character Jesus to speak and say more than that he's the Son of God, but say he fulfilled the prophecy. Jesus never say he fulfilled the prophecy. And what Jesus said is anti-prophecy, because Jesus never wanted to be king. And out of Jesus' mouth and his action, deny, he never became a king. Right into the New Testament too. Okay? So the Bible doesn't say Jesus exists. And again, if you go back to history where the story is coming from, long before they write the Bible, it's a black man that would be Jesus. And that man they kill. So neither that man or this white guy in the Bible never fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah. Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. I'm talking about things that we believe and when we should reasonably get evidence for it, you don't have to blame a person and say they don't have faith in God when the evidence should be there. Nobody wants to see God if he's a spirit, but we want to see him doing things, actually, the tangible things, when it's supposed to be done. We don't want to say what, you know, we don't consider to be prerogative that we should not question. But things that we need to depend on. The Bible don't give us none. And yet still we are believing. We're believing and holding out until we are dead. You know, when we're dead, they go eulogize us and everything like that. Obama went to the church upstate where the white guy went into the church, the black people church, sit down and listen to their Jesus preaching. And he's a white guy. And sit, according to the report, in the church and listen for about maybe 45 minutes or so until he had it and he got up and shoot them down. Now, there's 9 of them died and some were injured. Now, all black people, you know, he shoot and kill. He's a white man. Go in there and do it. And Obama go to the church and eulogize the ministers in that church, and all of them dressed up in their Geneva robe. And Obama is eulogizing them in the name of Jesus. If you think Obama is a sane and a sober person, something is wrong with your head. You're not reading. You don't know. Obama is a sinner of the deepest sin. He and Hillary went to Libya and killed Gaddafi. All right? So you might think that Obama is a nice. There's no president of the United States that are nice people. One, they are uncivilized. Next, they come, they are only an agenda to make that the Bible is all about. You are not to know that you are an hybrid, the way history said. And they're uncivilized, and it's the reason why we are in this problem today. We can't talk to them. We will have to deal with the Almighty ourselves and get something solved. These guys, you can't talk to them. Because why would they come after the African people? when they realized, because this whole thing didn't happen in a vacuum. 12,000 years ago, when they met the African people, they begin to pick up civility right then. They interbreed with the Neanderthals. They didn't pick up this level of civility at all. They gain a lot, like bodily looks and everything like that, but they never pick up language and all that from Neanderthals. No. All right. But they are interbreeding with us because of the Neanderthals. If they were just humanoid, I don't think they would get there. All right. So what I'm saying now, we are into a ditch, a deep hole here with our belief system, because I found out that something is wrong with it, with the belief system, when I started to read and read seriously. And it's word conflict that draw my attention to it. To know, believe is a doing word, right? It is, what do you call it? It's a doing word. You have to do it mentally. You can show your belief. You can do it literally or tangibly or intangibly. You can just do it by thinking. And you can do it by your action, right? After you do the act of belief, of believing in something or someone, you are a believer now in that stuff, right? So what did convince me to believe in whatever? To believe into something basically means to accept. So you are accepting something and you don't know what it is. And that is the problem we are having today. Whereas black people are adjusted to white people ruling them, selling them everything, sell them their own stuff, use their own money, and do whatever they want to do with you, and make you feel like it's not your money. And they'll tell you that this is not your country, it's theirs. Because they are uncivilized. Look, I become more profound when I read about what causes a person to be a sodomite, a sodomite. And the only people that come into the world as sodomites are the white people. Is that the black people? You see some black people now gone into sodomy, but are these white people turn them into sodomites? Over how long now since they're ruling black people? And let's say over the past 400 years in America now, they're here and come with all of their sodomites here. And because of the hardship, the economy and stuff like that, and the way of life that they pose on the African people, who behave like they are babies and they are so naive and can't help themselves, because these guys come in with all the weapons to kill you, to kill the black people, to subdue you, right? And not unless you have super, the real odds, intellect to know how to deal with them, you can't handle them, because they have read our history a long time and way ahead of us. Now, when they go and really use political power to start controlling black people, that to me is a mystery, because nobody intervened when they took our military and drive out the king out of is Africa and the African country and the leaders of African country. Why nobody came to this king's help? Why did that? Nobody came to defend him against these Indo-European white humanoid. Why nobody African? And we are the big civilization here with laws and kingship to govern the world, and nobody at all. So I am wondering, if these white people over 12,000 years, they learn to read, you know, and they are really good at language. Their crossbreeding does a lot for them in a certain way, but they're still uncivilized, though. But they have some powerful brilliance. They read our history. They know exactly. When they're writing that Bible, they know our history. I mean, more than we do, because we are not exposed to it the way they do. They went in and, you know, begin to wrongly emulate all the things that polytheism religion practice. So they are way ahead of us. Way ahead of us. Not ahead of me as I sit here, because it took me quite a few years to understand and, you know, get it all together and fathom the whole thing out and see all those things I'm reading in the Bible, the epistles and, you know, the prophecies. And anywhere I read and see things now, unlike, you know, 50 years ago when I'm going up and in the church and reading the Bible, I wasn't seeing anything then beside what I think is there. All right. But now I'm reading like a scholar and neutral, you know, scholar. And I begin to, you know, well, you know, I didn't just think about it on my own, though. I was thinking, but that realm of thought I never thought before. But being as my mind is complex with a whole lot of things that are not enlightening, you know, a lot of evil in people, and things just don't work right. And I'm wondering, couldn't it be better? I mean, can't we do better? And the answer is yes, because we have a will and we have intelligence. We don't have any reason why we are not together. But before AD Anadamani, this is not, it was polytheism. There was no such a thing like war and all these kind of things going on with anybody. And if there was any war like thing going under, you know, common discord that people may have back there or the governing of policies and people, it was not the same thing like today we have the white people who come on with imperial colonialism. Before they come on with the first thing they did, before they have political power, was overthrow the king in Italy. And they took everything from him. It's not like they, you know, they were in power and they had things. They never have nothing. They just sit down and decide to practice. And of course, a lot of people were in the world, you know, 500 years. I mean, not five, but like 2,600 years. You know, there wasn't a lot of people here in the world like today. We jump up by quite a few billion people. We reached the first billion people in 1804 AD Anadamani. So, and by BC 1000, we were just like about 50 million people. So when I read now, I begin to read seriously. I mean, you know, I was always serious as a Christian. You know, what I read about Jesus, I believe that. I didn't know anything else. Not a light wasn't seeping into my brain. But now it's like my inner brain, the boss in my brain said, you know, start read and, you know, read and know the difference between fiction and nonfiction. When you're reading seriously, stuff you must know. And using context, however, you must know when you're reading fiction. You know, it may be a nice story and stuff like that, but you must know it's fiction. You can't go anywhere and find an address into, you know, as in reality, in a fiction book. Because, I mean, these characters can have any fake address and stuff like that. All right. So what I'm trying to say now, I started to read, and reading for real. I'm not prejudiced against anything. I am for what the message tells. And if I'm reading instruction, I take it for instruction. And this is where I began to see stuff. That's where I got relief that dumping the Bible on the church, the monotheism structure that they have for church, I dump it without any kind of a second thought or remorse or nothing. Because there's nothing else to justify your civilized mind. Besides, academic, consultant, certification of prehistory. Now, how can we have a prehistory and we don't care nothing about it? We have a Bible that has nothing. A Bible is not a history book at all. If it has something of history, it doesn't say it's history, and it doesn't have any consultant that certify that Adam and Eve was in a garden. None of the preachers that preach the Bible certify that, yes, this is the place of Adam and Eve. None. So if we are able to live on this level, whereas white people do this dastardly, dirty trick and find a way to route our thinking to a different way of life and a life that is forcing us to adapt sodomite living. That's what the Bible is all about. And when I read and understand things the right way, the final summary is this. The story that they write about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. You have to think about these things for yourself and the way you understand words and the way you develop judgment, the way you draw a conclusion of stuff. It has to be based on your sense of word that you read. When you put the Bible together and they, you know, make up the Old Testament and New Testament, Old Covenant, New Covenant. And you read and you, you know, make sure you use words the way they are supposed to be used and applied. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Good. Now, you got to do some putting some stuff together with that very statement. In the beginning, what is that beginning? Nobody don't talk about what that beginning is. All right? So if you start out, when did the beginning start? Somebody just said, no, you're going too far. You can't say that. You can't question God. Said, no. Anything that is true can stand question because it has its sensible, intelligent answers. So there's no secret about that. You know, I mean, there are some things that, you know, you don't ask question about. I'm not going to ask you what you're going to have for dinner tonight unless we are friends and, you know, that is permissible. And, you know, you don't ask a person what color their underwear is. They may think they want sex on them. Right? You don't do that. Those are personal stuff. You don't ask. But there are other things that are impersonal. You know, that objective answers are there. You ask the question. You know, but you don't ask people private and confidential questions that you don't belong in. Right? The Bible is not like that. The Bible don't have no underwear. The Bible don't have nothing clandestine. So if who have the Bible is saying something and you take that answer the truth of it, why are you listening to that? My point is this. I'm coming to a close on this one. It took me a long time after my continued reading and progressing before I realized that there is nothing true about God having a son. No truth about that. No God, no having a son. What I'm writing in the Bible is just sodomite way of thinking. And sodomites are not civilized, mentally healthy
development. They are second development. We are like 3+ development. We know, and because we have the Spirit of God that are so powerful, they don't have any business mingling with us. White people don't have any mingling dealing with us, because they just come up the line by interbreeding. That's not the way with us. We are hybrid, two life put together. That's what these scientists did to make us primitive helpers that they wanted. We are special in history. There's only one sound certified history, and that is Sumerian. Talks about the gods. That's what it's all about. And the civilized life. And you get a Zachariah sitting, Genesis revisited, and when time began, and that's all they write up, these authors write about. Atra-Assis text. And because we don't have access to the right information, we will never come to a sober sense of what the world is like. So I'm telling you, I am reading. And I'm not consulting with nobody, because if you have from a high school education or even less than that, as long as you can read anything you read and you can make sense and put the sense together, you don't need to ask nobody that. So ask people questions that you cannot, you can't find the answer. If you are reading, you have material to find answers for yourself. And that's the thing about it. That's what education is. It empowers you. You don't have to ask somebody a question unless you have to ask that question. If you really, really have to ask the question. But you must be finding your question and the answers on your own. If you are reading, if you are able to know what words are really saying, use the definition and route it to what you want to apply to. And I found that out. I am becoming such a awesome thinker, because I am honest and I am not trying to get to some place that I assume is the place for me. I am going off the words that direct me in a civilized way. And I found out, good word search. When it says God begat a son, that word begat is very important, because God is a spirit. You know, are you going to bring a spirit into our sphere of life? Elohim are in our sphere of life, right? They can traverse from here and back to their planet, because there is relevance with them on this planet. And where they come from. So, when they write a Bible and put an imaginary God, and said that God, before anything were created, God create a son. He begot a son. Now, what are they putting to that to make it make sense? Nothing. There's nothing. So the very basis of our thinking is rest on that. If you believe that, and if you think that it's too much for you to dissolve, then they got you, because you can't go no place else. But believe, the believing, circus. Join the believing circus, because it's too big for you. But, I only go up to high school, reading comprehension, like about 12.12 at the time. Well, I must be way, 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 further than that now. And I did paralegal. I have a legal mind as well. So when I look at things and principles of things, I can go very far and determine a lot of things out of that. And you don't come and talk to me no nonsense, because you can't come out of that principle of words. And as long as you're going the right way about it, ain't nobody shake your tree.
You see what I mean? Because you ain't thinking foolishness, and you're not talking foolishness. Now, the church meant everything to me. And it remained that way until I start to read. And I find out I am not dealing with this civilized world. BC has a population of people, and they were not believers in Jesus. They did not, there was no church and none of that. So I read and find out enough to that tells me keep on going on right here, because you can't lose off history, certified history. Anything not certified when it comes to history, that's not something for you to be accepting. You don't accept that. Curd, certified record of the past. That's what your life must be based on. Because we don't come here based on people believing something they don't know and acting upon it they don't know. That's foolishness. So if you want to live your life and be certain about the world you're living and who you are and what you're supposed to do, you've got to read the history that is passed on to us. The history that tells us about people who create all these intelligent things in the world. Call the Elohim, the gods, the Anunnaki. And you go to Africa, and you find the place where everything is there. Science research go there and begin to like say, hey, we have to change our history book because see, this is the first civilization that exists in Africa, and that was not human being. They were the gods, a lot of them, and they started to interbreed with the human women that they created. Some of the God's sons. And you read that in the Bible. Some of, you know, they put some truth in the Bible, but they're not telling you all the truth. See? But I can tell you that there's no God like what they're talking about in the Bible. The God that they're talking about in the Bible is a sodomite character that the white people they create for themselves. And they really don't have any history to base their life on any God whatsoever. So the little intelligence that they get from the black people and begin to outsmart the black people with it, it's just a matter of time. It is just a matter of time. Because right now, I'm having a lot of problems, even on Black Talk video, where they try to, like, cut off some of my speech, you know, my lecture, whatever you call it, what I want to talk, because I am talking like a brother, you know, to a sister or brother to brother who come in this world and don't know what's going on. And we have these sodomite people who want to take us over. When they find out what kind of wealth we have and stuff like that, and they get sick of reading and stuff, they join in to learn about and get polytheism education. That's what they have, why they're doing what they're doing right now. You see, and why they can write a Bible and invent like another world about sin and Adam and Eve and all this kind of stuff. When we find out, that's going to be a different story. Like right now, what I have found out, bring me somebody who you think can derail history. You see, I found out something that I never expected I would realize by just reading. And by being honest and humble and discreet and divine and sincere. I want to be that person I see I can be. My brain inside of my skull, I look at a picture of the brain, right? Like, put your hand on your head, you know, and hold your hand up in front of you, like, you know, you want to make like a dish with your hand, right? With your palm of your hand. You can get some water, any fluid or stuff like that, or grains in your hand, right? If you turn your hands down on your desk, it will, you know, be like to turn a saucer, you know, upside down. So at the top, the top is round and convex and concave. This is in now a convex position when it's turned down. If you turn it back, turn your hands up, this is a convex position, right? The brain that we have here, we don't respect our brain too well. We don't respect it too well. We don't, you know, we treat our brain more like, or we treat our parents like, because a lot of times, children don't respect their parents the way they are to be respected and honored, you know? And our brain is something that is treated in such a way that people drink and do all kind of things and contaminate their brain and don't even know and feel good about it too. So I am not that kind of a person. I'm serious. And I want to be that person I can be. And the cheating done to spoil up like the first half of my life, I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off about that. Because I was never a violent, I was never an evil person. And I'd never ever see a way that tempts me to be uncivilized person. No, 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 no. I'm serious about being the best person I can become. As much as I can perceive it, that's where I want to go. So right now, these people who set us up with the church, they are not in a good position because they think we are going to be dumb and they can make us slaves and do whatever they want to do with us. But right now, there ain't none of them that is going to handle me. Because I take position and take all of the possession of what belongs to us who are hybrid. They are not hybrid, and you know, I ridicule the idea that these people are ruling black people. I take such offense to that. And this is the situation. I'm witnessing it. What am I going to do? I can't do anything than what I am doing right now. And that is to identify the truth. I don't believe anything. Belief is not like knowledge. Belief don't make anything work for you. Pull you towards something. And it's up to you if you allow yourself to be pulled, okay? And being pulled to something, it doesn't mean that you are to believe, because belief is not knowledge at all. Belief allow us to know and to access things, to maneuver things, not belief. And when we know that, a big, big problem that needs to be removed will be gone. When we learn that we don't have to believe nothing until we choose to believe, and you are free, don't make nobody ask you why you believe, because that's your private business. Let them ask you about your knowledge. Because why not ask you about your knowledge? That's the thing. Ask them about my knowledge. Don't ask them about what I believe. Because that's not knowledge, my friend. I tell you something, I believe, and I can't give you facts and everything. I believe it. Doesn't make any sense. So these are some things that we as church people are bound by. Things we don't know and things we trust in. So there is no begotten son of God. There was no God out there, because the time that they're talking about some God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. If you get your history and read it, you'd find out that these guys, you know, they're making a lot of joke. And their joke is an offense to the hybrid people, because we are loftier and higher than these white people. They are, look, For us to allow them to come and live where we are, it means that something wrong with our brain. Something gone wrong. Because they, as much as they may be, as much as they have a lot of intellectual knowledge, but they are still sodomites. They are still sodomites. You know? Still sodomites. They are still with animals, and they are still with honor sex. So what are we doing with them? Make them come here and pretend like they are civilized too? No. 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 You see, it is a challenge for the black people. For black people to see what's happening and get out of it. Otherwise, we'll be dumb. We will go down in ignorance. So all these things we need to develop to know by reading. All right. So that will conclude my thoughts about when you come into the world, you don't understand the world, and you need to realize what it is, and you wind up believing stuff you don't know and praising the idea of those things that you believe, and there is nothing to it. You know, we have a lot to think about and to realize. But we have been spoiled, and we are, as it were, you know, welded to ideas that are uncivilized, and we don't know to get out of it. And if you don't have a thinking mind, a mind that can solve problems when you see that, you don't have a lot going for you. Because not unless you can get part of your brain begin to work to where you start perceiving stuff and find the material thought to improve a problem. I mean, to solve a problem. We are not going to have the kind of life that is possible for us. You have got to want transformation 101. You have got to want that. And that's where I am. And when we find out that these white people create a new world for us, new creeds, new commandments, new everything, and talk about their founding fathers. You know the truth. You don't allow these white sodomite people to tell you about founding fathers, because that's not true. They didn't found anything. But they come and tell us that because they think that 12,000 years they know us, they can say anything they want to say. They don't have no founding fathers. They say they have, anytime they tell you they have something, they have nothing. That's plain and simple. You see. And before they face the fact, they rather kill you. Yeah. And the way they talk stuff, the meaning of the African people, you just know that is the extent to which these sodomite white people have absolutely nothing of quality that we deal with. White people does not have qualities. civilized quality. To mingle with hybrid people. They do not. And there is the evidence of it. And that has to do with when they came up into Europe, what they were able to do for 2 million years. We were able to do, coming here in the world, say 300,000 years ago, or less. And we came out of Egypt 100,000 years ago and spread out all over the world, and they followed up. And here we are today in this bad situation. And the history that tells us of, let's say, approximately 12 or more thousand years that brought us and these sodomites together, that tells the story, and hope that we get to know it. Because they are campaigning every day to make everything that we are become theirs. And we take even less than their position. Right? But if you have the truth, it means that you have the situation. You have the situation. You can represent it. So they want to tell us all these things to sink our brain into uncivilized way of thinking. And we should not suffer that. You're listening to The Cosmic Philosopher. I am Kim Aldred. And the book, Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, Manifest, you know, with a number of other books around me. And remember, when I tell you, your greatest need is to get out of the belief in the church, because they have brought the church in and make it seem like, okay, the church is good for you because of Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve does not exist in the Bible. If they want to tell you about Adam and Eve, go into the prehistory and tell us about, oh, not them. Because they were not created in prehistory. Right? They went into Europe 2 million years ago. And if that works out to be in the period of prehistory. All right, let's say they were humanoid back in prehistory. That's it. They stay humanoid. All right, we were created hybrid in prehistory, like, say, 300,000 years ago, or even down to 200,000 years. All right. And we are hybrid. And that's what the history says. They write a Bible, they're not willing to say we are hybrid because they know we are royal. But they're going to find a way to work themselves in and work some tricks. And I know some of the tricks that they work, but there are still some other tricks that I think are out there. I can only see and suspect something is wrong, but I can't say. I'm telling you, they have nothing to do with us, and they'll tell lies and create criminal atrocities to be where they are and hiding. But they don't realize that we are going to shine the light on them. They cannot get away from that because they put themselves in darkness and light comes to show what is in the dark. And that is what is happening right now. They write the Bible and tell all those lies and people trust in it and it's not true. When those lies come out, these white people will do something different than they are doing today. One thing,
they have no right in any African territory, and that is my stuff. Okay? What is ours is ours. And these sodomites, you know, still in the cradle with lower animals, and sex, you know, romance and stuff like that. It's not for our civilization, you see? And what they do is to come and destroy our civilization. And they are doing it willfully. They calculate out what they want to do to affect the African people. And they think that they will be successful. That's what they think. They think they have it all together. They don't have nothing together. Because AD and Adamani, right now, if they have any sense, they run before the fire begin to blaze at their heels. AD and Adamani is not civilized stuff. You see, and all they're talking about, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. They know it's not true. They know it's not true. All right. They know it's not true. So you look out. They can try to hide the fact that African people are hybrids when it's official in history, but they now are hominid. They are hominid, right? Hominid. And they want to be number one. You can't be number one because you just number two on the human development scale, right? We're far. I mean, too far away for them to try to mingle with us. We only need our, because, I mean, too many of us, you know, have great education and not applying it in the civilized sense. These people are making us, you know, run around the block a lot. No, but I'm going to do exactly what is natural. And that is read and know the truth. And if they think that they are going to overrule us and go like, oh, it's ours. I mean, we understand that they are uncivilized and they don't understand life to a greater dimension. You see? And they think whatever they hold on to now, they're going to hold that and they're going to kill everybody else because they can't kill everybody. They don't care about life at all. But we got intelligent sense of life. So we care. When we come here, we don't do them no harm. And we do them all the good. And good in the bad sense too. And they benefit the life and they want to kill us out. They don't respect our lives. And we don't try to kill them. Because where they're going from with imperial colonialism? Where they go from with that? Where they come from with that? Only if we read history, we understand how they come with that. I read it. I know that. And power, like this tornado, you know, I was praying for more tornadoes to come. And, you know, yesterday, you know, it's like answer to prayer. And I'm telling you, it's not that I don't have compassion, but hear this. Jurisdiction of life is what counts now. We live and we die. We live and we die. And when we are alive, what are we supposed to do? You ever look at your brain? As I just told you about the convicts,
every time I slip up with these two words. All right. But the convicts and the concave. I always forget these things, you know. And sometimes I remember one and sometimes I don't remember the other one. Convicts and concave, right? Yeah, convicts, concave. And
brain.
The brain. Right? Okay. So, I am saying that let me rewind All right, let me pick up with this. We have to. I talk about jurisdiction, all right? My tape began to play now. Jurisdiction is what matters. You see? And when I say, like, you know, applause, applause for the tornadoes and knowing what has happened there, it's not because I don't have love inside of me. And the white people them would like us to have uncivilized mind, an unnatural mind, and believe into the Bible. They are the ones that bring evil into the world, these white people. Okay? And they have been working on us not to see it that way. It's a bunch of nonsense. Tornado season was not in America, as far as I've read, before they come here in the 16th century. And from that time, they came as an evil invader. They come as evil invaders. Right? And about 3 years after the last group of them came here, 1630, because the first batch came 1620, and 10 years later, 1630. And it's about another 30 years before tornado begins to frequent, and it build up until now. There is a big history of tornadoes, you know, since like about in the 1640s. You know, they began to experience tornadoes. Now, this church thing, you know, church is not supposed to be on African territory. But now church become like the number one thing that control our society around the world. And in America, there's nothing else that I know about but church, some form of church. You see? And the white people make sure that church is available in every form. And homosexual can have church. Drug dealers can have church. Anybody can have church. You see? Because you don't have no criteria to have a church, except if you want to register with the AD and Adamani government. You know, you have to submit something. You know, like it's official, you know? So. Anyway, I talked to my listener because I stopped by and spent some time with me. You know, so, yes, thank you for listening, and let me play a little tune here that Keep in the Spirit, the House of the Zodiac, Fifth Dimension. Serious. Thank you. And then I will turn to the second feature. Sorry about that. Just another distraction here. All right. Now, let's turn our attention to this next feature, The Evil Blasphemy by Indo-European in Non-Existent Jesus Gospel Song. See here, says, it is judged by BCE age versus AD and Adamany New World Sodomy evidence from Tacitus. Let's begin our inquiry with the passage that historian Edwin Yamachi calls probably the most important reference to Jesus outside the New Testament. Reporting on Emperor Nero's decision to blame the Christians for the fire that had destroyed Rome D64. The Roman historian Tacitus wrote, Nero fastened the guilt class of hated on a class hated for their abomination called Christians by the populace. From whom the name had its origin, suffered the extreme penalty during the reign of Tiberius at the hands of Pontius Pilate and a most mischievous superstition, thus check for the moment, again broke out not only in Judea, the first source of the evil, but even in Rome. Can we learn from this ancient and rather unsympathetic reference to Jesus and the early Christians? Notice first that Tacitus reports Christians derive their name from a historical person called Christus from the Latin or Christ. He is said to have suffered the extreme penalty, obviously alluding to the Roman method of execution known as crucifixion is said to have occurred during the reign of Tiberius, and by the sentence of Pontius Pilate. This confirms much of what the Gospels tell us about the death of Jesus. But what are we to make of Tacitus' rather enigmatic statement that Christ's death briefly checked a most mischievous superstition, which subsequently arose not only in Judea, but also in Rome? Historian suggests that Tacitus is here bearing indirect testimony to the conviction of the early church that Christ, who had been crucified, had risen from the grave. So, Tacitus is an important person here. Because Tacitus doesn't accept Jesus as for real, because what happened to the character Jesus is that the character at the incipient point was a black man. It was an African hybrid. You see? And these usurper, the Sodomites, do everything in writing to mislead the generation of polytheism people. And they use a lot of brute force to do it. They use phony, fake laws because they never had authentic government at all. You know, they are Sodomite European who gain a little civility over the past 12,000 years from the black people. And that's what happened. Now they come to write a Bible, and if you follow well, have a good sense of history, you find out that, you know, these folks have destroyed the civilized world created by the Elohim with pyramids and all these things of great value that they you know, the Elohim have done. And, you know, they, what they have done has been serving mankind for all these, you know, millennia now. And these white people come and decide that, no, they're going to turn us in a different direction. And like to a fake concept about reality. That's what they make, fake concept of life, you know, and try to mix it up with civilized ways as well. So clearly, today, we are
we are vibrating today because of the fraudulent story that they write about Adam and Eve to create a fictional world. You know, while we are living in the civilized world, you know, we are living in the civilized world, but they want to live in the civilized world while we assume a different type of life, such as the humanoid type of life who are, you know, liking to fuck on it. And nature never say you are to fuck on it, but that's what they want to do. And they want to bring the entire world into it. That's what is happening. So the people with the civilized brain are to follow the precept of the gods. God, that's the only way we will prosper, is to follow that. You see? Because as long as the gods have an interest in us, then they will protect what we have. And so it is. What we have inside of us is the same blood that the gods have inside of them. Just that they have it fully, and we have us. We have some, right? However, here's the connection. Here's the energy connection. When we understand and develop, it's not going to go the way like it is right now. It won't. Because just as the tornado there, see, and I applaud, and I was trying to explain to you, I know, you know, my mental machine kind of slow down there, but I'm back now. We have the blood of the gods inside of us. And as long as we come to know the knowledge and have the force that is in the knowledge, these white people will not stay where we are. See? And when we talk, they have to do what we say, because we're not going where they are and do anything to them. You see, we're not going where they are and do anything to them. And the record is clear, we haven't done anything to them. Okay, and they are coming where we are and do all what they want to do, all the nasty stuff that they do back home and do it here, and they want us to be a part of it. It's not going to continue. So now the tornadoes are out there, and I'm looking on the TV right now, and it seems like it's going on. Seems like a lot of tornado action is going on right now. And when I tell someone that I like the tornadoes, and the reason why people today are getting these tornadoes, tornadoes on them, it is because of disrespect for our Elohim, for Anu of heaven and earth. This is a big knowledge. This is something big to acknowledge, to identify and acknowledge. We only live a little life. And if we cannot do what is feasible to be the right person we can be, it's our fault. If we go out and begin to support these white people, their sodomite, grudge and hatred and you know, with their off-developed mind. And they want to, like, you know, take over everything and they have everything. Why they have to have everything we have? and take it by force to say they have government. Where do they get government from? They're making their own laws and for civilized people to come under their sodomite laws. These guys are drunk. You know, they want people to come under them because they're fucking ass and think they're mighty and bad. So they want the world now to respect and honor, you know, I mean the system of homosexual life that they want on earth. They just come up a little sense. Turn the world upside down simply because they learn to read. They were not supposed to learn to read. You see? And the science really tells us that something is wrong with the relationship they are trying to have with us. Because they're just not civilized. They're not civilized. And interbreeding with other, you know, other kinds of people does change who you are, right? And this is the problem. They're not supposed to have anything to do with us. They don't have the power for nothing. They don't know nothing about the inception of civility. They don't care nothing about that, even if they read and know about it. They don't care about it. They want to be the ones, because they are sodomites, and they think sodomy is the greatest thing on earth. Fucking another person's eyes. And that's what we want. They have to get out. No matter what they think about themselves or what they have done from back to front to where we are here, they are going to go back where they come from. That's the order, go back. Or else, the gods will get rid of them. Tornadoes, if we didn't have something like that, I wouldn't have anything lay my confidence in. The fact that I read history and know how the gods who came to earth and do wonderful things and created us, we know that the white people come from Homo erectus evolution. And we know by history that we come from Homo sapien, which is the earthly creation, a heavenly creation of the Elohim gods. We have their blood. That's what the history certifies. And nobody else is supposed to fool around, because we don't do anything harm to nobody. And these white people decide that they're going to kill us. I'm saying, Lord, no. I mean, let this be bygone. And may us come to see the light of civilization and the gods that created it. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, and let this be it then. But I tell you, I'm relying on the tornadoes to help us, because these sodomites, they're not listening to nobody. They think that they are on their throne. You see? And nothing you say to them, it matters, because they cannot handle civilized thinking. They can't. You see, but we have the picture to show that they are coming from 2 million years in Europe and couldn't do nothing, because they didn't realize anything to be a civilized person. So they're still not civilized. But they have the ability to learn things, and they can animate, because they crossbreed enough to the Neanderthal, and that is what bring them up to where they are. And you know, miscegenating with the black people, it just messes up everything. And the gods just say, "Look, you guys, you take care of business, because look here, you got to develop and handle your problems." And that is where we are. And they are still providing us ability, you know, because how did I get out of this church thing? I got out because the God's blood is inside of me. And that's how I come to think and to realize things and adapt to it. You see what I mean? Otherwise, there's no coming out. A lot of people still in my same status, and it's like they're not seeing anything. They're deprived, and it's hard, you know, if you don't have that sensor to discern and to adjust yourself, you know, cleanse out yourself. And that's what I have done. Want to be the right person. And develop the right way and to achieve that status of life where I'm good. In the name of the God, I inherit a better life than what they have me in to under AD and Adam and Eve. So take good care. And sometimes, you know, these guys here turn off my lecture, my talk, and they don't have any right to do that, but they think so because they are, like I said to you, if you begin to read about the brain and who, I mean, sodomite people are, you'll know the reason why the world is in this state of sin. Look, the ills don't prevent mankind from living loving. And nothing that is placed on this planet for good prevents people from living good. Both mankind, half mankind, the hominid and humanoid and so, we are free to live good. And as far as I read, black people have been good. These culprits here that is playing, want to play like they are civilized, they are the ones that are causing the problem. Because they call themselves white supremacists and all this kind of stuff. So you're not to teach, lower blood people in where they belong. So see what they're doing here. I mean, I just can't see they're coming everywhere we are and come and push us out and take it over. Like, come on, you don't have no discussion to know. Leave the people alone. No. They are the icons. They are the ones that are you know, I am Nike and stuff like that. You know, they're this, they're that. And they're founding father. And they have a constitution. Ask me. And I'll tell you. So it's a big thing, big deal. What is going on in life on earth? It's a very, very serious thing because here is the issue is like you're watching a game. And if you can put yourself into a psychological mindset and begin to like look at the whole scope of humanity on earth and who are white and who are black, Chinese and stuff like that. And you have to be good to get the classification of who is who. I mean, a while before I was able to, you know, bring together the ethnicity, the civilized people, and know that, okay, it's very easy to isolate civilized people are the category because you say, well, there are the Chinese, there are the Indians, there are the Arabs, there are the Hispanics, and you have other civilized group. Bring them together and just say the ethnic, and you bring them all together, right? the ethnic culture. So when you're talking about Chinese, you know, you're not talking about somebody like white people. You know, you're talking to civilized people. When you're talking to white people, you're not talking to civilized people. They are trying to bring themselves in like they are civilized and doing all the evil at the same time and using the little sense that they have to exert a lot of influence on our thinking. Now, we won't be able to avoid them until we know better than them. Happening right now. And the fact that they are doing something like that, they become our worst enemy. Because at the rate that they are controlling things, that they have no, it's only criminal access they have, and they want to make it seem like, oh no, they have authentic right to do what they're doing. They don't have none. They do not have none. You see, no matter what they name things and change the name of polytheistic way of life, it doesn't matter what they do, they just can't do it. As soon as we get the right sense of civilization, these white people is not allowed in our territory because they committed a lot of atrocities to get all this privilege that they have here. Why do they need this privilege? Why do they need to create by African wealth steal from us and set up what they want to set up and decided that, okay, they can do anything they want? Why did they need to do that? Why couldn't they be content? You know, I mean, they could ask us or, you know, something like that. But because they get to school themselves and because nobody deprived them of education. But look what they turn around and do. Look at what they turn around and do. So we have to develop intellectually to stop them. You see? Because it's not a case where we have to resort to want to, you know, have weapons like them and fight and kill with weapons. No. That's when we are by far. Said, you know, they write in the Bible that Jesus said, greater things shall you do because I go unto my Father. Well, you know, it is something. And I'm seeing now when they write the Bible, they pull a lot of things that are relevant to the African people and the Elohim gods that created us. You know, they are that smart. So they're talking about, Jesus is saying, I'm going back to the Father. Is that these Elohim came to earth, and after their mission was finished, they go back to their abode where their father or the mother and whoever they left behind, but they came here and finished their project, the mission. So they write in the Bible things that definitely show a reflection of those kinds of forms of life. Which is the children of the gods and their migration that came from Nibiru to earth. It's that kind of setting they write in the Bible. As I'm looking at it, they're writing about creation and the God rest on the 7 days and he sent his son to the earth to, you know, these guys came to work, not to, they didn't come to even make mankind. It is because of need for labor. Why they created us. But I'm looking at things that are read in the Bible more and more, and I'm seeing where these white people to know our history, and they write a lot of things. Like this new world order that they're trying to make. You see? They pick up a lot of imagination
of things based on what they have been exposed to. See?
Yes.
I am saying that something is going on now with the African people. And you see, because these white people decide to make the entire world sodomized, the tornadoes are important. And the black people that decided they are going to stick with the church that these white people come and impose on us, they're going to get destroyed because they don't worth anything than to be destroyed, because if they cannot at least identify the God who come and set up things here and now join company and fellowship with these people who are uncivilized, vile, and dirty, corrupt, and you want to go and stick with them, you're going to be gone when the tornado is going to die. I mean, they, right now, there are a lot of damage being done and not many people killed. A lot of people could be killed in this, but are left alive after these tornadoes pass through and they go back and rebuild again and support the same thing. They won't have a second chance. Because even when the God speak to them so vehemently, with such force, and they just barely escape alive, and they go back and do the same thing, I mean, they're done. They get a chance to, like, realize things, but they come and gone with these sodomites. No, the sodomites don't have business here. And here I come, and I'm saying, look, all of my life is dedicated to honor, identify, honor, respect, and love those that created us. Right? They did not create the white people. History doesn't say that. Stay in your historic place. That's all. All right. So, my friends, when I tell you that I am praying for more frequent tornadoes to weed out all these people that turn aside and don't deserve the blessings of the gods, even when they have a sense, perceive, and to, you know, give their life to honoring God. Because you don't make yourself. And you don't make yourself, I mean, go on living. You're under jurisdiction of the creators that put things in our body, tangible and intangible body that we have. And if you don't want to honor that, the tornadoes, it's time to clean the house. Time to clean the house. And I want, you know, because these white people, they're not listening. They are into atomic bomb and, you know, and people go out and use them gun and kill anybody that they want. And stuff. That's what's going on. They're not going to do anything. They have what you call the IRA and gun and stuff like that. They want the guns and stuff like that because they're into killing. That's all they do all of their life is kill black people. So let the tornadoes come, and the tornadoes will do exactly what the gods know better than I do. But I am happy when I see the tornadoes coming, and these people are church people, right? Black and white or whatever they mean. You know, they're the Muslim or and all that kind of stuff. The gods take control. The gods. Not the sodomite Bible God. None of that. When the Elohim do the job, you know, I'm just happy. I'm just happy because I know what it is for me to sit right here and be talking to you. You see? And you may say, well, then, I mean, well, you know, then what about
you know, the time when you didn't know. But I want to tell you, I've never been rebellious. If anybody came to me and was telling me what is right, I would listen to what they're saying and make sense of it and do the right thing. I've proven that. I leave one church and go to another church just because I want to be found doing what I think is right. Right? Whether it's right or not, but if I think so, well, that's all I have to live with. So, but I try to know, to see the difference and to see the right, what way looks best, right? So, if I miss, I miss. But, you know, I'm not going to keep on missing because I'm growing and I'm maturing. So, if you don't want to give your life to the history about yourself, there's nothing, I don't have any sympathy or nothing like that. Go dead if you want to dead, because if you don't want God to protect you, and you can only do that by knowing your history, go on, and you're going to perish, because these guys are bound to perish, these white people. And when the calamity is going to strike them, the one that is not going to leave them alive, they'll be gone. You see, and they will be out of memory. It's in your hand. Whatever you want to think and what you want to do, if you don't know, you don't know. But if you know, you are responsible for what you do. Blessings, and hopefully another edition. I'm doing like everyday shows now. A few weeks ago, I wasn't doing that, but now things work out in a different way. And I just feel to just keep on bringing out information that others may make use of. And as long as somebody out there make use of what I come to understand, and since then, you know, a lot of people mean well, but they're not seeing anything to improve themselves. But if they are spoken to and they understand, they can make use of that. So we don't have a long time to say. And, you know, the best thing is not to spend your life believing what you don't know, but seek knowledge. Be jealous about seeking knowledge, the right knowledge. Okay. If you don't have the good knowledge, it doesn't benefit you. So, okay, I'll get the chance now to look at more tornadoes. I mean, this tornado, I mean, I feel so proud. I feel so good. You see, because if we don't get the power from above, we black people, and, I mean, 2,000 years or so, 2,600 years, these white people are dominating black people. We are big civilizations, and we are not useful to ourselves. We're not protecting our civilization, and that's what is supposed to be done. If you want a good earth and things to be okay, you better begin to manifest the truth of civilization. Outside of that, you need to go off somewhere, you know, where you are not being, you know, anything that is disdainful to civilization. These white people destroy our civilization. And that's what they're doing right now. Come on. Get out away from them. Let the tornado take them and do what is just. Because they don't deserve to be here with, you know, I'm not saying that they don't, you know, deserve life. But not when they're ranking with us. Not when they're going totally out of control with their conviction. To kill. No, they know better than to kill us. They know better. And want to have their police force and, you know, FBI and stuff like that, and guard their iniquity. Because they are feeding on black people's money and wealth. All of them. Every day. That's what they're doing. And claim it's not ours. It's time to wake up. Blessings to you, and you take care.